KPIX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's first significant show of executive power, pardoning or commuting the sentences of over 1,500 people in connection with the January 6th riot. ABC's chief Washington correspondent Jonathan Carl says it was an extensive order.
They went even beyond what the advocates for those prisoners, those people in prison for attacking the Capitol, expected. Every single person, including those that attacked police officers with flagpoles, baseball bats, 2x4s.
Other day one executive orders included declaring an emergency at the southern border and pulling the U.S. out of the World Health Organization. A rare sight in parts of the South, snow. Areas of the region under blizzard warnings for the first time ever. Both of Houston's major airports closed. Nearly 2,000 flights canceled nationwide. Severe winds continuing today in Southern California, increasing the risk of high fire danger. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei-Olson. It is so cold, it hurts today. We have an extreme cold warning for most of Wisconsin. Experts at the National Weather Service forecast wind chills of 35 below zero today. You can get frostbite in under 10 minutes when it's this cold. Frostbite is when skin and deeper tissues freeze. People are also at risk of hypothermia in this kind of weather. That's when our entire systems can't keep up with the cold and start to shut down if they can't get warm again. Many districts have chosen to call off school. That includes the Madison Metropolitan School District. So kids' three-day weekend has now turned into a four-day weekend. Now, at higher risk in these kinds of temperatures are kids, the elderly, and pets. So keep an extra eye on them. If you have to be outside, make it short, as short as possible. Bundle up, wear lots of layers, and cover as much skin as you possibly can. If your hands are really cold when you come inside, remember, do not start with hot water on them. If you're trying to warm them up, some warm water is the best option. Bundle up and wear lots of layers. If you have to brave the cold today, bundle up, wear tons of layers, and cover as much skin as you possibly can. And a sweet tribute to Bob Uecker this week. Here's Stuart J. Waddles.
The front row might be a good place to sit in remembrance of Bob Uecker, the iconic voice of the Milwaukee Brewers for over five decades. Marcus Theaters across Wisconsin will be showing Major League Friday. The screening pays tribute to Uecker's performance in the 1989 comedy, which also starred Charlie Sheen. A partial donation of ticket sales will go to the Milwaukee Brewers Foundation. The memorial outside the ballpark continues to grow. There's no word yet about a Uecker memorial service.
If you'd like to go, the Marcus Theater here in Madison is on the west side. It's Point Cinema on Big Sky Drive. Please stay warm and please stay safe today. I'm Savannah Tomei-Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bucks head to the Big Easy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are headed to New Orleans to play the Pelicans tomorrow night. Tip-off time, 7 o'clock. Milwaukee's won 7 of the last 8 games. After a 4-game home stretch, they now head out with 5 of the next 6 games on the road. In college hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers play UCLA tonight in Los Angeles. Wisconsin now ranked 18th in the nation after beating USC over the weekend. Marquette has dropped in the AP Top 25 from 7th to 10th. Tonight they face Seton Hall. Head coach Shaka Smart on how to help Cameron Jones get going.
I need to spend some time with him and rub his temples because, you know, listen, this Cam Jones, man, this guy's out of this world. But he's also a human being. He's, you know, feeling a lot of pressure, I would imagine. He hasn't verbalized that, and he's been great in practice, and he's been an A-plus teammate. But, man, there's just a lot expected of him on his shoulders. And I think right now when he rises up from outside, he's feeling the weight of some of that.
That's Marquette Shaka Smart with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is bitterly cold again this morning, but we are going to eventually warm things up. We'll hang right around or a little below zero here most of the day today with sunshine. Tonight, some light snow after midnight, but temperatures will climb tomorrow, off and on light snow showers with a high of 24. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 11 below.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Brad Schimmel, a J6 sympathizer, and he wants to be your next Wisconsin Supreme Court justice. When he was Attorney General of Wisconsin, he spent thousands of dollars on memorial coins.
I would have been fired.
That stood for kicking ass every day. Hey, if you got to get a coin that says it, you're probably not doing it.
With your face on it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Anthony Anderson. For the past 80 years, the United Negro College Fund has helped more than 500,000 students graduate from college and become leaders of our nation. Since its beginning in 1944, UNCF has made one truth known. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. Support UNCF as they continue supporting the dreams and hopes of 50,000 deserving students each year. Please visit uncf.org today. Happy 80th, UNCF.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, some communities considering getting rid of fluoride. What would this mean for you? Brought to you by Big Cavity. We'll kick it around tomorrow. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me fighter.
I just heard the news from your producers a few moments ago. And the only thing that that's going through my mind right now is that this is what the American people voted for. Donald Trump has been promising these pardons ever since he announced his candidacy in Waco, Texas, the scene of one of the most notorious battles between American law enforcement and the American extremist movement that resulted in the death of numerous law enforcement officers.
Well, that was a lot yesterday. Let me just say, anybody else winded, a little bit winded? That was Officer Fanone, mm-hmm. having just spent time with Officer Dunn, Harry Dunn, on Saturday night in D.C. for Sexy Liberal. I guess this is what flooding the zone with means, right?
Yep.
So here we go. Strap in, everyone. Wow. That was a lot. So here's the thing, America. We can unplug. So like the mama bird, we have to take all this in. And then fortunately, it does make us sick, so we will vomit, but very lovingly, into your mouth everything that happened so you can save your stomach and your sanity. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So where do we start? Do we need to review what there's a Ilan Nazi salute twice, which is, you know, it's hard to do that by accident.
It is.
Yeah.
It's autism.
Right, because they were so very kind to Governor Walz's son, who was overcome with emotion.
Yeah, they came out.
The Anti-Defamation League said it was just autism, not a Nazi salute, because they're in bed with Trump now.
Yes, they are.
Wow.
They
this
are.
Is what,
they
this
are.
Is what 1984, not the year, but the actual
the book.
Book.
The book, the movie, the
right.
whatever.
Yeah. Right.
Book
right.
was better than the film.
Right. And there's all the front row tech billionaires that are controlling all of the information spaces now. So.
Hi, so, Mr. Cuban. Hi everybody that's a liberal.
okay. Melania Trump dressed like Al Capone. I guess they're just finally admitting.
That was,
we are a family of mobsters, or a Hamburglar. Take your pick,
that was
or the
literally
mask.
The Hamburglar's hat.
Right.
Yeah.
She did look like Al Capone. They're just like, yes, we are gangster. Do you know they've already looted like what $50 billion with this stupid coin? What the hell is a Bitcoin? I don't even know what it is. Cryptocurrency.
That's not even a Bitcoin.
It's a meme
even.
Coin. It's a meme. What the hell? What the actual?
It's not even real crypto. It's a weird like NFT to me.
I don't.
But people have put value on it, and it has value now.
This is. Holy crap. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, and there's no such thing as a dusting anymore. Mm-mm. So, he thinks he can overturn the Constitution, birthright citizenship, mm-hmm. with an executive order, which he can't. Mm-hmm. Are there experts anymore? They're saying even this Supreme Court won't uphold that. So some stuff was just the look at me. I made a boom boom with my big Sharpie marker.
I think his reasoning is that he's going to change the definition of birthright citizenship.
Exactly. That's what Dean said yesterday.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. That was his reasoning, uh-huh. And they think that can be a way to slide in.
Basically, if you're here as a tourist or sure. not here with documentation and you happen to have a child, that child does not automatically get U.S. citizenship. I think that's what
he did the lie again about no one else has it, and several lots of countries have it. Okay.
A few.
Okay. We got out of the World Health Organization just as bird flu is getting... And the Paris Climate Agreement. Mm-hmm. Oh, and there's an ice, it's snowing in Florida, and also still fires here in mm-hmm. Los Angeles in the rainy season. But, pardon me?
Oh, we may have rain on Saturday.
Yay!
Oh, and Ron DeSantis officially in an official Florida thing called it the Gulf of America.
He did. Yes, he did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The only thing I enjoyed yesterday is the clip of Hillary Clinton laughing her ass off when Trump said, we're renaming it the Gulf of America. Okay, so the Hamburglar hat, I think, was so that he couldn't kiss her because he tried, and she's like, none.
No.
Her face wanted...
individual liberty.
From him, yes, and his gross Garfield anus lips. See, even Bonnie and Clyde are...
Yeah, what are they doing up there?
Well, if you're not alarmed, you're not paying attention. Yesterday was, wow... Yes, there was the post. They made fun of Tim Walz's son for being overly emotional towards his father because of autism, but excuse away Elon's Nazi salute with his autism. I don't think so. OMG. It is fully springtime. Yeah.
Springtime for Trump and America.
We're going to be fine.
Did he promise us golden showers? I think that's what he meant. We are about to get some golden showers, whether we want to or not. He said it's the new the golden age. It's going to be the new golden age. Chuck Schumer tweeted, it's a golden age for drug companies that no longer have to lower prices.
Yep.
It's a golden age for oil executives as clean energy is being killed. Oh, what are the two emergencies that we... the border, which is not emergencies. Border crossings are at an all-time low. Mm-hmm. And what was the other? Oh, drill, baby, drill. The mm-hmm. Yes, apparently we're also in an energy crisis, even though we're producing more oil than ever.
And the oil companies are not using all the leases they already have.
Right. There's that. Here was another layer. I do apologize. I did have you print all of...
Yeah, I because got up I, when well, you I went
was
to
on
bed.
My, I was on my Martin Luther King Day bike ride with my Major Taylor Club. And so I deliberately, at the time of the thing, was and so I had to catch up, and I had to go to social media to go, is this, oh my God, is this as crazy as I think it is? And yes, the answer was unequivocally yes. I think it's even worse than people, even we could have imagined, right? Janie Vance and Pam Bondi just said, oh, no, not the violent January 6th.
Mm-hmm. But yes.
But yes, they line
the parade of lights. And if you think there's going to be any guardrail, them at all, they're on tape saying absolute, all of them, all the violent ones, and the head of the mm-hmm. Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers, the guy with only one.
Good eye.
Stuart wrote, okay, by the way, another level of this, I, again, brought to my attention on social media. Brandon tweets, all these women who turned in January 6th terrorists are in danger tonight.
And so are father. So are a lot of us.
That kid that turned in his father.
Yes.
He told the media last night that he has now had to go into hiding and has had to get himself a gun to protect himself from his father.
Oh, that's what the QAnon shaman, who we also pardoned, that's the first thing he says. I'm going to go get some mother guns.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What do I keep saying? Ghostbusters meets Batman meets
Arkham Asylum.
Yes. He has let a violent group of thugs out of to do his bidding, to stand back and stand by. And if they do anything else, he'll just pardon them again.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be like, will there be an official bitch had it coming?
Yeah. As long as it's federal crimes, he can pardon them again.
Look at Brandon retweeted all these headlines. Capitol riot suspect turned in by X after texting her, if you can't see the election was stolen, you're a moron. This is, like, as I said, the beginning of the rewriting of history. Mm-hmm. Trump said it again yesterday. And it's still, oh, my God, how many speeches did he give? It was like Walter the dog. Oh, my God. How many words did he speak yesterday? It told me not to say it, but January 2020 was totally rigged. Also, did he admit that, yes, that he stole the selection like the sociopath that he is? Because now there's nothing we can do about it? Oh, even Allison Gill is like right to the Attorney General of Pennsylvania. I don't know if that's just to own the libs or it's just like any sociopath. He's proud of what he did. And he's just like, thanks, Elon.
Own the libs. That's all he does.
That's
what he's motivated by.
Let's hope you're correct on that.
I could see the pain in Harry Dunn's eyes. I asked him, how is this going to feel? But I think almost nobody thought he really is going to pardon all of them, all of the violent ones.
He commuted like nine of them.
Do not ever tell me they're the Law and Order Party again, or they're the pro-police party. Are you kidding me?
They're not.
There he is at the scene of the crime where he tried to overthrow the government 4 years ago with those same Capitol Police officers, right? Protecting him, and
the Republican Party ceased to become the tough on crime party during Trump's first administration.
Right. Exactly.
We can't call them the tough on crime party anymore. We haven't been able to for like 6 years now.
Yeah. At least, yeah.
Yeah. Right. David says, by pardoning essentially everyone convicted of ransacking the Capitol and attacking police on January 6th, Donald Trump can no longer claim that he didn't condone the violence that day. Everything he's ever said is a lie. Here's one more with Officer Fanone yesterday.
Bless him.
Yeah. This feels like a betrayal to you.
I have been betrayed by my country. Rest assured, I have been betrayed by my country, and I've been betrayed by those that supported Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. Whether you voted for him because he promised these pardons or for some other reason, you knew that this was coming, and here we are. Tonight, six individuals who assaulted me as I did my job on January 6th, as did hundreds of other law enforcement officers, will now walk free.
It's like the moment, one of the most amazing moments of Sexy Liberal Saturday Night in D.C. I said to Harry Dunn, if no one said it, a grateful nation thanks you. And he said, well, actually, they didn't. They f***ed me. I thought, man, funny, but also super true, you know. And it just, you can see the pain and the anger still in their eyes that they were beaten and maced. And the people that beat Officer Fanone are out now.
Yep.
By the way, they told them they could go to the inaugural balls if they wanted.
Yeah.
Okay, here's one last
one. I think that the Republican Party owns a monopoly on hypocrisy when it comes to supporting or their supposed support of law enforcement. Because tonight, the leader of the Republican Party pardoned hundreds of violent cop assaulters.
Mm-hmm. So, we're not even a day into this. The vast majority of Americans are against this.
Mm-hmm.
Are any of these going to matter? All of this stuff he's doing that the vast majority of Americans claim they're not for, claim they didn't vote for. This one. Audrey said, it's not the same feeling as 2016. It's a feeling we had when the plane struck the second tower and we knew what was going on.
Yep.
I mean, that it is, you can be forgiven for being everything. Sick, to your stomach, crying for America, on and on. Oh, by the way, Daily Show says, as of 12:02 Eastern, we officially declare an end to dry January. Yeah. Sorry, people struggling. Ruth Pundit was literally drinking gin yesterday.
I kind of believe him.
In the morning.
We think.
I kind of believe him on that.
I actually do believe him. I thought he was, because he's a kidder, as you know. But I'm like, no, I think that's gin.
You can't tell. I mean, it was clear liquid. You cannot tell.
Did he have to go to work? No, he didn't, because it was a holiday.
It was a holiday. Yeah. So he could have been hammered by, noon his time.
Oof. It was 6:30 our time in the morning.
It was 9:30 his time, so,
Night is a little news. More appropriate.
This is good news for airport bars. They're like, why aren't you open yet? It's 5 in the morning.
No, they open in L.A. at 6 because that's when we can serve.
Yeah, we can serve
at
6.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Things we're going to need to know going forward.
I believe they can serve until 4 now in certain parts of the city.
No, that didn't go through.
Oh, it didn't? Okay, that's good.
So, thank you, Joe Walsh, with some fun facts as we put in your hazmat suit. The show has begun. He says one last time, because he lies as he breathes, here are the facts on the domestic America that Trump is inheriting. Employment way up. Unemployment way down. Wages way up. The market way up. Personal spending way up. Inflation down, peak 2 years ago. Domestic and energy production way up. Border crossings way down. Deportations way up. Crime way down. Just, I believe lots of people are, you can pin that, you know, the actual statistics from yesterday and where we are. Okay. Yes, angry staffer said, as so far today, we have withdrawn from the Paris Climate Agreement, announced 25% tariffs on Mexico and Canada starting February 1st, withdrawn from the World Health Organization. This the stability you voted for, MAGA? Okay. Did I miss anything particularly horrific in that first? I'm running out of time. I'm not going to, the first segment's going to have to be 3 hours long now because I can't. Well, possibly cover.
We have to call it Mount McKinley now, so
okay.
There's that.
Chris, who said, if I have one regret from my time leading Planned Parenthood, it's that we believed that providing vital health care with public opinion on our side would be enough to overcome the political onslaught.
Howard Taft.
No, that was Cecile Richards. Oh, the
very wrong.
Dearly departed.
Very wrong.
Very wrong.
Well, we're going to have to figure it out. How we get back from this. It's okay to make a Nazi salute, and they will defend even that era.
The media is.
Yeah. Hey, media, nicely done. And you, media wondering how we got here. How did we get here?
Huh? People in the media are.
Yeah, it makes odd hand gesture.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I did not see that coming.
See that coming?
Did not see it?
He did it twice.
So it wasn't a mistake.
And it wasn't like just sticking his hand out. He did his
He did the whole thing.
Yeah, did the whole Zeke Heil.
Yes.
Did the Zeke and the Heil.
Right.
Yeah.
And then did you see the Photoshop of Kamala Harris doing that?
By the way,
she was in Altadena yesterday.
Yeah, by the way, yeah, helping fire victims. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She came back with an all female crew, and it was already helping yesterday fire victims.
She could have been our president,
people. Wow. Okay. All right. Let's. Hey, we have Charlie Pierce and Cliff Schechter to help us through today.
Good luck.
Yeah. 20. Wow, Jody. We got our 25th letter yesterday of someone identifying the Grace and Frankie clip.
And I went, no.
As the Grace and Frankie clip.
I know.
I just emailed back going, no.
No. I think that's going to make her quit.
I do too.
Quit.
She's teetering on the edge. Thanks a lot. 25th person that sent the clip we already know is from Grace and Frankie, not the take your line of bull down to the Vibe and Dime, which is the one we don't know where it's from. We know Shut the Top Mountain is from Grace and Frankie.
I blame that 25th person.
I do too.
That's right. Jody was on the edge and bink. Okay, 20. We're all going to be a little tightly wound
for
the next 4 years. Overstartled response. Yep. 22 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by FURF. Wow. Freedom from religion. Think that might be something we should look into? Now is the time to join the Freedom from Religion Foundation, a leading voice for the separation of church and state. They're standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker, whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science and reason in government. Do not lay down. Do not obey in advance. Fight, fight, fight. We can do it. You're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You get access to exclusive content like their Free Thought Today newspaper, events with top thinkers and activists, and so much more. Visit ffrf.us/Miller or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. 2025, the year we protect our religious liberties like never before. Do it. Text fees may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
I'm just like any modern woman trying to have it all. Loving husband, a family. It's just I wish I had more time to seek out the dark forces and join their hellish crusade.
Are you ready to make better sleep your New Year's resolution? Cozy Earth completely transformed my sleep. It has made all the difference. I used to toss and turn, but since switching to their bamboo sheet set, my sleep has been deeper, more refreshing. Cozy Earth sheets made from 100% premium viscose from bamboo. They're incredibly soft, breathable. They get even softer with every wash. Good sleep is essential to my routine, giving me the energy to tackle my day, feel my best. Cozy Earth also prioritizes quality and care with a 100-night sleep trial. Try their sheets for up up to 100 nights, and if you don't love them, return them for a full refund. You can't go wrong, and for cozy nights and relaxed mornings, their bamboo pajama set is another must-have. It's soft, breathable, and sleeps cooler than cotton, keeping you perfectly comfortable. A better year starts with better sleep. Wrap yourself in Cozy Earth. Visit CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use my exclusive code Stephanie for up to 40% off. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. And if you get a post-purchase survey, mention you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller. Please and thank you. It's a new year and it's time to make a difference. Have you been thinking about supporting a cause that really matters? Now's the time to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. FFRF is a leading voice for the separation of church and state. They're standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker, whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science and reason in government. And when you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You'll get access to exclusive content like their Free Thought Today newspaper, events with top thinkers and activists, and so much more. Ready to take action? Visit ffrf.us/Miller today, or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511, and become a member today. Text Miller to 511-511. Together, we can make 2025 the year we protect our religious liberties like never before. Text fees may apply. It's never been more important than right now. Visit ffrf.us/Miller today.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. New presidents often use day one executive orders to move their policy agendas forward. What are the different kinds of presidential orders? What are their limitations? And why do presidents use them? Since John F. Kennedy, presidents have averaged 269 executive orders over their terms. Since 1907, each order receives a number and all are cataloged at the National Archives. There are three different kinds of orders, according to Dr. Bert Rockman of Purdue University. Executive orders are written orders, usually on more weighty issues such as national emergencies or setting uniform policy for government action. Written presidential memoranda authorize or freeze projects, share official positions with Congress, outline treaties in international affairs, and other policy matters. Memoranda are not required to be published or public. A third type are proclamations, such as a proclamation celebrating Juneteenth. Pardons and clemency are not executive orders, but rather a separate power granted by the Constitution. Gridlock resulting from the failure of Congress to compromise on legislation often stimulates presidents to use more executive orders as presidents struggle to move their policies forward. But executive orders can also be blocked by Congress or court review, as President Trump found out in his first term Muslim ban. Find more in the history of presidential orders at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
This message is sponsored by WiscCaregiver.com. People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WiscCaregiver.com gets you started. Choose between two great options. Become a CDCP, Certified Direct Care Professional, or a CNA, Certified Nurse Aide. Training is free, plus earn a $500 bonus. It's easy to start your new career. Learn more at WiscCaregiver.com.
Stephanie Miller.
It's worse than you think, just in case. Because I know a lot of people are only watching us. So we will take all the incoming, and we will vomit it lovingly back to you. It was a show of epic proportions. Baby signed, what now, 50 executive orders and said, look at my boom boom, look at what I did. Okay. So who knows whether he can just, sharpie away the, what's the thing I'm looking for, Chris? The U.S. Constitution.
Right.
14th Amendment. Okay, we'll see about that. By the way, speaking of which, Vote Your Interest said, I'm wondering if the Supreme Court is proud of what they've unleashed in Trump, an autocrat, dictator, oligarch christening. 1,500 criminals back on the streets, plus one, including Trump. Nicely done. Nicely done, everyone. Looking at you, Supreme Court. Yeah, Mally said, if you voted for Trump, please don't quote Martin Luther King. You cannot say we should judge people by the content of their character, not the color of their skin, when character clearly does not matter to you. Please and thank you. All right, 29 minutes after the hour, Charlie Pierce, Cliff Schechter all coming up.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsin Democrats are rolling out their Lowering Costs, Improving Lives package of bills. Lisa Hale has the story.
This package of bills is designed to lower the cost of housing, groceries, and prescription drugs for Wisconsinites. One of the bills is the Healthy School Meals for All. That would provide free breakfast and lunch for all students in public schools. State Representative Ahmad Rivera-Wagner of Green Bay supports the bill and says it makes fiscal sense.
That every kid would be able to get breakfast and lunch, and that we would actually save money because the cost of administering a program and collecting fees actually cost us dollars. So right. It's actually government efficiency to actually provide a non-mean-tested free access to meals.
The homestead tax credit would be expanded under the package, says Wisconsin Senator Jamie Wall of Green Bay.
An expansion of the so-called homestead tax credit, which helps low-income people and senior citizens on fixed incomes with their property tax bills. So that's something that very directly helps people who are, you know, struggling to make ends meet. And
that expansion would allow people making up to $35,000 a year to take advantage of the credit. And the final bill would put caps on certain prescription medications, such as insulin. The three bills proposed by the Wisconsin Democrats may have a hard sell in the legislature, which leans towards the Republican side. Rivera Wagner.
There will be a debate. They may not get passed. But the answer to pushing things that you believe in isn't waiting till they're the perfect time. It's making sure that we're very clear about them and making sure that people of this community are interested in advocating for that with us.
Rivera Wagner and Wall both made their comments on Civic Media's Rational Revolution with Mark Becker. Find it at civicmedia.us.
Please stay warm and stay safe today. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is bitterly cold again this morning, but we are going to eventually warm things up. We'll hang right around or a little below zero here most of the day today with sunshine. Tonight, some light snow after midnight, but temperatures will climb tomorrow, off and on light snow showers with a high of 24. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 12 below.
Matt Nair on air.
Steven Aronson from Wisconsin Knitwear, based in Milwaukee, knithats.com. Our own Beyond the Cheese.
Yeah,
hats.
There you go. Green and gold.
That is so awesome.
Very, very kind of you. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. I was so excited you called. And
you are so
within the day.
We will be giving some of these away.
Yeah, absolutely.
In the next couple of weeks.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMD. And the Civic Media app.
Hey everybody, Dane County Humane Society reminds you, hey, bang on the hood of your vehicle before starting your engine this winter. It's that simple. You can save a cat's life. With frigid temperatures and little shelter, some cats are going to try to find a way to keep safe and warm, including, guess where, under car hoods and in the wheel well of your vehicle. So before climbing into your vehicle and starting the engine, bang on the hood and give cats an opportunity to flee. To learn more, visit giveshelter.org.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by author of The Meet the Parents Story, Laura Enright, and Meet the Parents creator, Greg Liana. Then herbalist Mason Hutchinson joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
I know there's a lot of familiar lies that were just told, but bring us up to speed on what you think the biggest ones were.
There were a bunch, Jake. I thought it was interesting that the president gave a scripted inaugural address in which, honestly, there was not a ton to fact check. I'd say a smattering of falsehoods. And then immediately after, in this unscripted speech, he returned to his familiar lie-a-minute style. So he said the 2020 election was totally rigged. We know that's a lie. He said his opponents tried to rig it this time. That's more nonsense. He said California Democrats tried to cheat and that he thinks he would have won the state this time if it were not rigged. Well, it was a free and fair election in that state as well. He lost by more than 3 million votes.
Oh, poor Daniel Dale. It's going to be a long, long
four years. He claimed he won Alabama this time by 48 points, or like between 30 and 31. And then on immigration, he spoke of the jails of every country in the world being emptied into this country. He has never provided any evidence for his familiar claim that foreign countries are deliberately emptying prisons to send people here as migrants. He boasted of building 571 miles of border wall. Official statistics show it was actually 458 miles. And then he turned to January 6th. He spoke at length about, he said the committee deleted all evidence, almost everything. Oh, it simply did not. That did not happen.
Okay. Poor Daniel. They have to bring him water, and then he continued.
And he repeated this claim that former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has admitted that she rejected a Trump offer of 10,000 National Guard troops on January 6, 2021. First of all, there is no basis for the claim Trump even made her such an offer. It wouldn't even have made sense, given that he, the president, is the commander of the D.C. National Guard. The Speaker of the House has no authority to deploy them or thwart a deployment. And second of all, she never admitted that such an offer was made. She has steadfastly rejected that. She is on tape on January 6th expressing frustration with the security failure that day and saying that I take responsibility for not having them better prepared. But that kind of vague assertion that I could have done more here is not an admission that she turned down any specific security offer. Okay. She has never made such an admission whatsoever,
Jake. All right. Thank you, Daniel Dale. That was on the first, not even full day of Trump's whatever this is going to be. I'm a recycler. See, I got good use out of my not my president. Oh, we have a new shirt up. Thanks to George Harris, our listener graphic designer. It is a Not My Felon 47 Stephanie Miller Show t-shirt. Please go get it. StephanieMiller.com.
Brand new. Brand new.
Yes, brand spanking new.
Impress your friends.
Yes. Please. I'm sorry, where was I? Oh, I was doddering off into... but please, cue more of the faux outrage of Nancy Pelosi and Karen Pence not being there when he tried to kill her husband. Both of them. Oh, both of them. They were probably out doing shots.
Together.
Yeah.
Pence showed up at the scene of the crime.
He did.
Okay. Can I just say thank you, Kim, in Seattle? She said, Barron Trump is weird AF. Okay, can we just say he's not a child anymore?
No, he's 18.
First of all, he doesn't smile. He's Damien. I swear to God, he's Damien. He doesn't smile, just like his father. And then when Trump introduced him, he did this thing with his hand, like more applause, with like no smile. Well, I was like, oh God.
If you notice, they didn't take him anywhere near a church yesterday.
Oh my God.
So he is
Trump
Damien.
Didn't put his hand on the Bible. Right. I mean, granted, it would have burst into flames if there is in fact a God, but. Yes, Kim says Barron is so weird and non-human. Like, I know he's 6'7", but he's more than super tall. He looks like a creature from AI. The only thing creepier than watching Barron with the sound on is watching him with the sound off. Something just ain't right. You have to send this to Frangela's department if something ain't right. Creepy, creepy, creepy.
Whatever happened to his nanny?
He's Demon Seed, right? Where's his nanny? Probably threw herself off a balcony somewhere. It's all for you, Barron. That's what's next. Demon Seed is next in the line of royal succession now that we're in a... What the hell are we in? We're in everything. Oligarchy, Kazakhstan? Yeah, everything. Oh, my God.
I think she means kleptocracy.
Kleptocracy and a...
Cacophony?
Could you put a pencil on my tongue?
I think you're going to need one.
Only a half day.
Bite on my wallet.
Into the Trump presidency, and I'm like,
Bite on my wallet.
Oh, thank you.
That's what you're supposed to.
Can I keep it, your wallet?
No.
Okay. How about this? Just in case you didn't tune in, you're wondering, hey, Steph, how big and mean and dumb and loud was yesterday? Oh, the most, everybody, the most. Jacob Soboroff tweets, President Trump has rescinded former President Biden's executive order, which created a task force to reunite families deliberately separated at the border by Trump. As many as 1,000 families remain separated because of that policy. Super big, super dumb, super mean. Mm-hmm. God bless the United States, am I right?
God bless the United States.
I hate to draw another compare and contrast, but as I mentioned, and Kyle Griffin posts, Vice President Harris flew back to Los Angeles with an all-female U.S. Air Force crew, the first time an all-female crew has operated C-33. Upon landing, Harris visited local fire stations and distributed food to community members impacted by the wildfires.
Governor Harris.
Governor Harris has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? I'll be here in the United States of California. I think we're just going to be Californians for 4 years. Okay, but we will airlift Karen in from Chicago. Hello, Karen.
Pritzker. They're Pritzker. So
bring a Pritzker or two.
Yeah.
They do.
We have Pritzker, but yeah, we're going to have raids going on here apparently starting today.
There was the list of 10 cities, Chicago and Los Angeles were both.
That's super nice of them too. We're still in the middle of the wildfires. Mm-hmm. We had a red warning yesterday. There was I got caught on my bike ride in super super high winds. I had to quit cuz it was Oh good. Oh so he's going to we're going to raid in the middle of people losing their homes. Yeah. Cuz that'll make them easier to find cuz they don't have a home, huh?
Sorry, well, God. We're minus six here, so good luck with that. I don't think
it's very chilly there.
You know, any of these MFers are going to be coming in and doing much of anything on the street, at least. I don't even know where to begin. Okay, right? Can I just say, in the words of Stuart Stevens, it was all a lie. The Republican Party has never stood for any of the things that they say that they stand for. They can take back the blue right out of their mouths. They can take law.
Will anyone
order,
in the media ask,
law,
confront J.D. Vance and Pam Bondi and say, you said you are on tape saying he will, of course, not pardon violent January 6th criminals.
But, you know, and this is the thing, though, not for nothing. And, you know, you read that email, you know, this SCOTUS are, you know, must be happy, or I hope they're happy. Well, this Supreme Court, I mean, the conservatives on the court, they all lied in their confirmation hearings.
Yeah.
Every single one of them lied.
I'm not sure I can be assured of anything now. Like, people are, you know, legal experts, you know, does such a thing exist anymore? They're saying even this Supreme Court is not going to, you know, say yes to this. But I who knows, right?
Right. Well, and the Constitution, I think, you know, I saw Brian Tyler Cohen and Mark Elias, you know, and they're talking about this birthright citizenship and that it's going to be contested, you know, in the Supreme Court. Even this Supreme Court can't, you know, won't, you know, let that stand. But I don't trust anything anymore.
Can I read you the posting of the day as a mom with a trans kid? Olivia Giuliani reposted Caitlyn Jenner, who said, "Congratulations, Mr. President. Thanks be to God." Mm-hmm. And Olivia said, "He just ordered the government to call you Bruce."
Yep.
Yeah, he did.
Right?
Yeah, right. Exactly. No, I mean, I don't, it's hard to know exactly where to place our rage because there's so many places that it can go. And so I just think that this is why, Stephanie, and I'm, this is why you guys are so important. This is why our media, the people, and I had a client send me a text message. He's, a gay gentleman and his husband, and they're just completely petrified at what's to come. And I just, you know, I said to him, and he's like, he doesn't know where to turn to get actual information. So I said, I go, this is where you go. You go to WCPT Chicago. You go to Progressive 127. Right. You go to Political Voices.
And Karen, I said this yesterday. There's not just 75 million of us that voted for Kamala. There has got to be, I don't know what percentage, but there's got to be a percentage of Trump voters that are finding out in the F around and find out.
Soon.
Right,
and
trust me, a bunch of like half the country that didn't vote, a bunch of them are going to start waking up. So you know, we are not impotent here, and we are not, you know, that's the only thing.
No,
the only way they win is if we just give up, if we lay down and go, oh God,
that's right,
it's too much.
And it's not a mandate. He kept saying it's a mandate.
Oh, God.
He did not get a mandate. And every single day, we need to be out there pointing out that eggs are not 99 cents a carton. A dozen,
yeah, what happened?
You know, and,
didn't the grocery stores get the memo?
Yeah.
I went to the grocery store 2 hours after his inauguration yesterday, and eggs were still $13.98 for 18.
What? Chris?
He's a failure as a president.
Yes, like I love this. Mike in And California said, hey, Steph, what does this executive order mean? Direct agencies to address Americans' cost of living crises. Oh, well, they'll just get right on. I mean, some of these are so ridiculous, Karen, and reality showy. It's like, oh, okay, why didn't Biden think of that? I'll just sign an executive order saying, oh, my God. Oh, look, my, see, like that's a conspiracy. All of my phone lines just blew up and went away.
Oh, and took
Karen with them into a giant 1970s.
Let's restart it.
Quickstand.
Sinkhole.
Kickstand?
Quickstand?
Wu-Tang is for the children posts. He's signing an EO to withdraw from the World Health Organization with bird flu on the verge of exploding and RFK Jr. probably taking over HHS. So what could possibly go wrong? Just in case you're wondering how bad it is. Our beloved Joe from Jurors. By pardoning the most violent January 6th attackers, Trump is telling them to commit more violence in his name. If and when they do, he will protect them. We are all in terrible danger.
JoJo will be on with us on Monday.
Oh, yeah. Also, I may need that Whoopi Goldberg, America, You in Danger Girl, that we'll have to play every 5 to 10 seconds.
I think you have it somewhere.
Harry Littman, not prone to outbursts.
No.
Said, important to stay even-keeled, and I'm trying. He's already made some significant blunders, especially birthright citizenship, but it's the Tario commutation, if true. It's true, Harry.
Oh, it's true.
Makes you want to puke. I cannot think of a remotely similar betrayal of a country by a sitting president. You voted for a traitor. What did you expect? Mm-hmm. Right? Wajahat Ali, one last one. Millions of Americans voluntarily bent their knee to one of the worst men on earth. This will be studied by future generations with both shock and horror. Sadly, we have to live it or try to survive it. It did occur to me why so many people for their mental health have tuned out, but we don't have that luxury. I did, too, for my mental health, my bike ride with my Major Taylor team for, Martin Luther King Day because, you know, some of them have lost their homes in Altadena, and I just wanted to stand in solidarity, but I had to turn on the news. It's my job when I get back in, and it's just and immediately you live in hell.
Oh, we're back.
But I need to regurgitate this back into your. So I will just listen. We'll screen. We're like a, what are we? Like a strainer, Chris? Like a strainer? Something?
A colander.
Think of us as America's colander. We'll. You know how they do the president's aging? Do you have any idea how much I'm going to age?
You might actually look your own age.
Oh no,
that will never happen.
That would be ridiculous.
She's going to fight that tooth and nail.
I am not going to age gracefully. I'm going to fight it like a honey badger. All right, 46 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Lean, as in takelean.com.
Yep.
By my nephew, Robin, just started taking this, and he has already lost a few pounds. This is very exciting.
Sweet.
It's very exciting.
Yeah.
He's going to be a lean, mean gaming machine. He's going to be a big gaming designer.
Oh, good.
And he got very inspired by his trip to California for health stuff and meeting people. Mark Hamill tends to be an inspiration.
That will inspire people.
Yeah. 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 Here's why we trust Lean. It's the real deal for weight loss. It was created by a medical doctor. You know, they still exist and actually are experts in things.
What?
But they're not members of the WHO.
And also a university researcher. The clinical team behind Lean says if you only have a few pounds to lose, non-prescription Lean is not for you. Just exercise a little more. See? Honesty in weight loss stuff. Check it out. Okay. Lean is for frustrated dieters who want to lose a significant, meaningful amount of weight, but aren't into injections, which can work but carry side effects. Shots work in part by lowering blood sugar, regulating appetite. The science behind Lean is impressive. Its natural studied ingredients target weight loss in similar ways, helps you maintain healthy blood sugar, control appetite and cravings, helps burn fat by converting fat to energy. If you're ready to lose weight a smarter way and you need a little help, a little buddy, here's my personal discount. Use the code Stephanie20 at takelean.com. Once again, it is Stephanie20 at takelean.com.
You're the most awesome person I have ever known.
Well, second most awesome.
Right. Of course, the first being
Stephanie Miller.
Well, if you can't remember the last time you slept all night or didn't feel stressed out during the day, you need to hear about CBD from CB Distillery. They've got great natural solutions for sleep and stress that people cannot stop raving about. Check out some of the 48,000 five-star reviews. The best sleep I've gotten in years. I wake up feeling refreshed and ready to go. And it's not just sleep. They have plant-based solutions for help with stress, moods, and focus, even pain after exercise. All made with high-quality, clean ingredients. I use the relief stick on my back after biking, and I love it. There's a lot of CBD out there, but I trust CB Distillery for their commitment to quality. They have over 2 million satisfied customers. They offer a 100% money-back guarantee. If you're still struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns, maybe it's time to try something different. CBD from CB Distillery. 20% discount to get you started. Visit CBDistillery.com. The code is Stephanie for 20% off. CBDistillery.com. The code is Stephanie at CBDistillery.com.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're gonna love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us, but you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day, guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 608-384-0897. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 608-384-0897. That's 608-384-0897.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In the first week of the new session of the Wisconsin State Legislature, Republicans fast-tracked a measure that would put a question on the ballot in the upcoming spring election that would enshrine voter ID in the state constitution. Two things on this. First, it is telling that Republicans made this their very first order of business. Senate Democratic leader Dianne Hesselbein responded to this, saying it's not cost of living or health care or gun violence that Republicans wanted to focus on, but a constitutional amendment. Telling, isn't it? But that leads to the second piece. Republicans are clearly doing this for politically motivated reasons. By having this on the spring election ballot, they're betting it will make it more likely that people who showed up to vote for Donald Trump in November will be heading to the polls to help elect right-wing candidate Brad Schimmel to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. That election is on April 1st, so buckle up.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by you making a difference. Everybody, Credo Mobile. Come on. Come on. Get up. Get up. Dust yourself off. Yesterday was a lot. But you can make a difference. Credo is America's only progressive phone company. They've given millions to nonprofits, progressive nonprofits. They're going to need us more than ever right now. So you get a great phone company, get great deals, right, on new phones, the largest, most reliable network, and you get to make a difference. Excuse me. And you get to vote on which of those nonprofits gets your cold hard cash. You bring your current phone, bring your current number. Switching is so easy, so smart. Make a difference. Go to credomobile.com. And are we done winning, Chris?
No, we are not.
Stephanie Miller listeners get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEF25. Learn more at credomobile.com. That is credomobile.com. All right, our phones are back. Sue in Rockville was at Sexy Liberal DC. Hi, Sue.
What an amazing night. I can't thank you all enough for that.
Aww, you're welcome, sweetie. Thank you.
Okay, now.
What a ride. Well, we've had 15 years we've been doing Sexy Liberal. Oh, I counted wrong. That was 17 shows we did last year in 1 year.
Well, I didn't do it. You know, I didn't do it to make you unhappy, but I had to show you a picture of the bar baby who's graduating high school.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I felt like instantly crypt keeper. Yeah. That's the baby she brought to see our first remote in D.C.
In Bethesda.
She's, right.
Yep, in Bethesda. She was like 8 months old. So she'll be 18 in June.
Wow.
But we're still, we're still fighting a good fight. We're still, you know, you are our number one.
Aw, Sue, so can I tell you something? You do the same thing for me. When I see you on the socials, I always, you know, you can see, I always like your stuff because I am so happy you're still in the fight because I know you, like a lot of people, day after the election, we're like, I'm done. I've done everything I can do. But it inspires me when I see you still fighting. So thank you.
Thank you. You know, all I hear is my parents. I can take a day, then my parents are like, Susan, we survived 5 years in the ghetto as slaves. Put on your big girl panties and get back to work. And then I remember that I live in a nice home surrounded by loving people, and I'm going to keep fighting for this democracy. And with all that being said, I do have one mild criticism. Uh-oh. Because Barron Trump is on the autism spectrum. He has ASD. And I know this for a fact because up here in the Potomac, Maryland, he went to a special needs school when he was in elementary and middle school. It's why his mother was living up here where her parents were in Potomac.
Yeah, and you know who will never admit that? Donald Trump, because he thinks it means weakness or there's something, you know, wrong genetically.
That's right.
So, you know, all the empathy they showed for Gus Waltz, it's please, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, no doubt. It's the only good thing Melania has done is take care of him. She's kind of kept him protected. But now he's 6'7" and he's 18. But we have so much more to complain about. And I think we know what Trump's going to do. It's holding Republicans, seeing if we can find a couple of decent Republicans in Congress to say, no, enough. We're not going down this road. We're not giving Musk and Zuckerberg and Bezos the keys to the kingdom. We are elected legislators, and we actually are supposed to serve the people, you know, who elected us. Maybe there are a few. I don't have high hopes, but that's where I'm going to take the attack.
Yep. All these tweets made me think of you. Andrea Junker said, have you ever wondered why Germans didn't do anything about Hitler? The West of the world is wondering exactly about that, about Americans and Trump. And, you know, people that survived that, by the way, saying, oh, we've seen this before. And, you know, so stop having people tell us, you know, oh, you're being hysterical. This is hyperbole. I mean, first of all, he told you he wanted to be a dictator on day one. What was that you watched yesterday, right? I'm trying to see the rest of this tweet.
Did I cut off?
Okay. I'm in Munich today, out for a walk, and started talking with an 82-year-old doctor. Something he said hit me very strongly. Hang on, Jody's coming.
I hear printing.
Yes.
The rest of it.
There we go. He said, Germans stopped caring about the truth once, too. Oh, my God. Does that say that's what happens if we just give up and go, oh, okay, whatever they say is the truth is the truth. There is no truth anymore. There is no facts. That's when we lose. Oh, here it is. This is what I was trying to figure out, what kind of custody we're in. Tristan Snell said, plutocracy, rule by the wealthy. Kleptocracy, rule by corrupt thieves. Kazakhstocracy, rule by the worst, least qualified. What if it's all three? What's the word for that?
Yeah.
Omnistocracy.
This is like the worst word ever.
Omnistocracy, that's it. He's worst, right.
Really?
Omnistocracy. You know, like omni means all.
All of it?
Yeah.
Omnistocracy. All right.
I'm with him. He made up a good word.
You win Wordle.
It's a scrumptrolescent word.
I win Wordle often.
Yes, you do.
It's a fascist Wordle. Oh, fantastic. Okay. Charlie Pierce, Cliff Schechter all coming up. Stephanie Miller Show.
a new choice.
Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Our friend Luke Mathers is in with another edition of What's Grinding His Gears, and we'll take a look at what's worse, grocery or clothes shopping. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's first major act of his second term, pardons for 1,500 people in connection with the January 6th riot. Asked about pardoning and commuting sentences for those who had attacked law enforcement, he told reporters,
"I've been in jail for a long time already. I see murderers in this country get 2 years, 1 year, and maybe no time. So they've already been in jail for a long time. These people have been destroyed."
He also signed executive orders declaring an emergency at the southern border and taking the U.S. out of the World Health Organization. Dangerous cold impacting tens of millions of people. Snow is falling in areas of the country not used to snow, like New Orleans and parts of Texas. More than 2,000 flights have been canceled today. Another day of dangerous fire conditions as winds pick up in Southern California, and the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas holds, but Israel's top generals resigned, citing failures related to the October 7th attack. This is ABC News.